Blog Talk Radio.
Never knew a la like this. Gotta be something for me to write this. Queen, I ain't seen you in a minute. Wrote this letter and finally decide to send it. Sign, still delivered for us to grow together. Love has no limit, let's spin a slow forever. I know your heart is weathered by what does did to you. I ain't gon' start them cause I probably did it too. Because of you feelings I handle with care. Some niggas recognize your life but they can't handle the glare. You know I ain't the type to walk around with matching shirts. A relationship is effort, I will match your work. I wanna be the one to make you happiest and hurt you the most. They say the end is near, it's important that we're close to the most high. Regardless of what happened, on him let's rely.
Friends and family, welcome to another episode, or should I say another show, of your boy Miller Time Radio. I appreciate you. Man, it was a scorching day today, let me tell you. It was about 100 degrees today. Hopefully everybody stayed hydrated. You know, I know there was a lot of beach pictures on Facebook today, so hopefully everyone took a nice dip in the ocean or the lake or wherever they were actually at today. But I appreciate you locking in with your boy tonight. We got a great show on tap for you today. We have actually, can you smell that? Can y'all smell that? Y'all can't taste that? That's football season, people. That's just the grass. That's just the grunts. That's just the hitting. That's just the all that. It's coming, baby. Monday, we're starting a youth football league practice. And all across the state of Connecticut. So there are a lot of excited parents, a lot of excited football coaches, excited for the season. And I'm happy to bring, I call this guy definitely one of the pillars, a positive influence in the community of Norwich. He's definitely been affiliated with Norwich Youth Football for about 9 years. He's been the president for about 5 of those years. And from the time he took over till now, it's definitely night and day. When he was handed the program, it definitely wasn't in the best shape. So, we've got some championships under our belt. The cheerleaders are doing big things. And we hear Norwich has definitely got some things in the pipeline for the future. So I'm just happy and blessed to have on this show today a president of the North Youth Football League, Johnny Burns Jr. on Miller Time Radio today. Welcome to the show. We'll give him a call. Mr. Burns, Mr. Johnny Burns, welcome to Miller Time Radio today. How you doing, sir?
Mr. Miller, I'm doing great, brother. I'm happy to be on your show.
Yes, I'm happy as well to have you on today too. As you know, football season is coming Monday. You excited or what, man?
It's here, brother. I can't believe that it's here already. A lot of prep, a lot of work getting ready for it. But to know that the football community is getting excited, I'm definitely excited.
So Johnny, before we actually get into expectations and goals and all that other stuff, I wanted just to talk a little bit about yourself a little bit. You've been a part of this community for what, over 10, 15 years now. You've been in the community. We've got a lot of talent that we've seen go on from the Norwich League to high school to college, and we've had a few to get a taste of playing pro ball, man. Just talk a little bit about just the influence you've had over the last 10 years you've been affiliated with the league, man, and just what it means to you.
Yeah, well, it's been whatever I've given over going on 10 years, I've received, I think, double, triple. I mean, I get people that tell me they appreciate, what I do and what my family does. And I think that we're blessed to be able to do what we do. And, you know, we've been out here for a while. As soon as I landed in Norwich, I couldn't wait to get involved. I couldn't wait, you know, to get things rolling, you know. And my wife of 20, going on 21 years, had my back from the beginning. And my daughter, my oldest daughter, she transitioned right over into the cheer program at that time. You know, my second oldest daughter transitioned as a football player. So I had a cheerleader. I had a daughter that was, she played three years of tackle football in Norwich. And now my youngest baby girl is in her last year with the league cheerleading. And my son, who's the fourth, is 11 years old. He's ready to play for 12U this season. And the wife and I decided to give it another run. And we totaled five kids. So we got a one-year-old, an 18-month-old as well, in addition to a grandbaby. So it's a family affair for us, man, for sure. Mm-hmm. And we're just glad to really be a part of this community.
And that's the first thing I think. Definitely, you know, when you think of Wildcat football or just, you know, in general, it's a family run. You know, everybody knows each other. It's just, I just have a tremendous respect for, you know, from the time that I met you, from time when you took over the program to where it is now, you know. Talk about going forward, the expectations. Now, we got a big season coming up, you know. Talk about some expectations and some goals that, you know, maybe we got some parents, maybe we got some first-year players, some kids who maybe never played football before, you know, first time, you know, lacing it up. Just talk about what you expect down at president. What you expect?
Well, I tell you what, man. You know, I was raised to have high expectations, even when it didn't really make sense. You know, you know, raised in the projects. You know, first in the family to get a college degree. You know, even when it didn't make sense, I was still taught, you know, to believe. So when I started coaching here in Norwich, the talent that I had, it didn't always make sense to have high expectations. But high expectations is the only thing I know. And I think that parents appreciated from day one that myself, along with some great coaches who I'll maybe, you know, we can touch on a little bit later, just some great coaches. Cool. We set a really, really high standard, you know, even for teams whose talent didn't match it, you know. So now, you know, the league, you know, expectations, I mean, we expect anywhere between 275 to 300 participants, which is mind blowing. You know,
that's a lot.
We expect to we're part of a competitive conference, so we expect to compete for championships, which we've been in the championship mix now, you know, for a few years, where championships either have to go through Norwich or they go to Norwich. Okay. Mm. And so we continue with those expectations, and I'm talking about football and cheerleading. And so, I mean, the expectations are high. You know, people are excited. We expect to have really solid participation, you know, and now we also got the talent that also matches the expectation, because we got more kids involved.
Mm. Now talk about a little bit of just the culture of what – Just the reason why I asked that question is because there was a time where, you know, there was a negative about Norwich and football and the way things were ran. It wasn't up to,
right,
I'd say, good standards. You know what I'm saying? There were a lot of upset people. The way, listen, just to use an example, how parents, some parents would act down at the field. You know what I'm saying? The way they conducted themselves, you know? Just talk a little bit about just the since you've been involved, Johnny, just the culture change, just, you know, how people could conduct and act on the field, especially particularly parents.
Right. Well, you know, I think you're touching on a couple of things there. I mean, you know, I think when I think culture and I think about the Wildcats, I think, like you already touched on, I think about the family atmosphere. One of the things that highlights just how much of a family atmosphere it is every year now, at the end of the season, our banquet, we no longer have it catered. We have been able to go to a potluck style of banquet every year, and you would be amazed, any outsider would be amazed at the type of spread that all of these families, all of these parents, at the end of a long season, these guys, these people step up, and I mean, they put out a feast that is top notch for all of our kids, where we don't even need to bring in any caterers anymore. And I mean, that's just one example of the family culture, you know. Now, when it comes to parent conduct, you know, that's one of those things, Len, you know, to be honest with you, man, is I don't have a problem as the president of the league and with the board members supporting, you know, I don't have a problem policing that. And for the most part, all of our parents, if we need to go to the side, they don't have any problem with where we can go to the side and we can talk about something. We can chat about something. We can remind them of what the standard is. And then, you know, if that's not good enough for somebody, then we don't have a problem taking the next step, whether it's somebody has to take a break from the league. So we have a zero tolerance policy for drama.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's worked. And we owe that to almost 300 kids in our community.
Amen. Wow. And John, I wanted to talk a little bit, kind of switch gears a little bit, and just talk about, like, because there's been a lot of rumors about just the lack of the city's participation, let's just say, and just, you know, the maintenance of the field and how the practice field looks. A lot of people, you know, feel like that maybe the city, you know, and our leaders haven't done enough, you know, to, you know, they you already know that every time you drive by the YMCA, that place looks like a, you know, you got 10-foot-high weeds growing outside of that place. You know, the recreation department isn't really not the same as used to be, you know. So we need, you know, our city leaders to get behind, you know, youth things such as football. Speak a little bit about that, John.
Well, let me tell you like this, is, you know, you were nice to call it rumors. I mean,
Hey, you calling me out, brother. I appreciate that. I'm trying to be nice, man.
here's the reality is, have we had the proper level of support that our taxpayers, that our families deserve from the town when it comes to the park that we use? And the answer is no. And, you know, not only is the answer no, but there's some folks on city council now that, you know, whether they do it in public or not, in private conversations, they have and they will also say that the answer is no. And, you know, without going into a total bash, you know, I recently met with the town a couple of times, and there were some ups and downs, and there were some barriers. There was some good. There was some bad. One of the things that there seems to be a little bit of light, and I'm praying it comes through, is that there's light in talking about getting a water irrigation system throughout our game fields, so there's some light shed on that. There's also a light shed on the town being willing to write a grant to help get new lights put in down there as well. And so, you know, I'll highlight the good stuff. I mean, but clearly You know, I've been around for about a decade, and many of you guys can go back way further than me, 2 decades, 3 decades. I've heard all the stories, and I'm just a firm believer that if it was called the Dust Bowl in the 70s, it should not still be called the Dust Bowl in 2016, not in Norwich, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it either.
Exactly.
Going forward, I know you're a big ideas type of guy. Any future plans, any things that you want to see better improvements for the future of just the league, the field, you know, the equipment. Is there anything that you want to see improved? But you feel like maybe more parents can get involved and help, or maybe the city.
Well, I tell you, that's definitely the name of the game, is what you mentioned at the end there, is parents. And that's a focus of mine over these next couple of years. That'll be a bigger focus than I've even had in the past, is to make sure that we encourage strongly parent participation, even more than we have in years past, because truly that's what makes the whole thing go round and round beyond my family, beyond the people that are in place, the coaches that are in place, the board that's in place. We got some great people in place right now. But see, when you really care about something, you have to care about it to the point to how will it function when you're done? And the only way for that to happen successfully for Norwich, you know, is to have a culture of parental participation, so that as new kids come into the league, there's a culture where there's another, you know, 10 to 20 parents every single year that get recruited in, that can continue with the culture that's already in place, so that you and I can go sit down in the lawn chairs at a game 10 years from now, whether, you know, Burns is the president or what, you know, whether that's the case or not. If that's not the case, we want to see in our community that we love that is functioning properly, because we know that the value of type of program for our kids, nobody can even measure the value.
Mm-hmm. No, and I'm pretty sure those kids who played at NYFL when they were 8, 9, 10, 11 years old that are now in college right now, you know what I'm saying, now who are lawyers, who, you know what I'm saying, who are teachers, who are, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure they appreciate it.
Yes. And that's one of the things that makes us most proud, is to see all of our kids that have moved on to do such great things. I had a young man at my house just the other day who's an adopted son into our family. And when he was 10, 11 years old, he didn't have a lot of guidance. He had a lot of ups and downs in his own personal life. And today, to see him, he just finished a year of prep school, and he's moving on to college in Massachusetts. And I mean, to see that be the outcome, that's the reason
that's
why we put in the hours that we do.
Yo, amen, man. That's a blessing, man. Amen. So, okay, now we got about maybe 8 minutes left to go on the show, Johnny. Obviously we got practice on Monday, right? Give a little bit of information of what the kids or what parents are going to be expected. I know we didn't get because Norwich, you know, in Norwich, we got a coach that's doing things at the last minute. So I know you're probably going to be going to herd of kids. Cheerleaders too.
No, you're right. I mean, we're kicking everything off in a couple of days here. Monday, the 25th, this coming Monday, is the kickoff. It is the kickoff to the season. It's also our very first practice of the season. We begin at 5:30 to get going on registrations that have not been taking place prior to now, and there's going to be a lot of them. And we expect that. We did pretty good with pre-registration, but there'll be plenty in this upcoming week. Practices will look like 6 to 8 p.m., and we go Monday through Friday for practices up until a modified practice schedule is put in place at the different levels when school begins.
Okay, so let's see. Now, season. So that's Monday. So that's until school starts, right? And then it'll be adjusted until school starts, right?
Exactly.
The Monday.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, man. So NYFO President Johnny Burns, man. You got a couple minutes left to go, man. Anything else? You got the floor. This is what we like to do in military. Before we shut the show down and we wrap it up. You know, any shout outs you want to give, you know, anything like that, any extra advice, you know, any email numbers, how people get in contact with you, anything like that, Johnson. You got the floor, Mr. President.
Definitely, man. No, I appreciate it. I mean, first off, shout out to you, brother. I mean, you know,
appreciate
the
it.
Role that you play in the community and this show that you're holding right now, this is this venue here, this opportunity is much needed. And much appreciated. So thank you. And, you know, man, there's no way I could finish without shouting out the people that have been for years at this point really a major part of the transitions of our league. You know, for me, that begins with the board members. And so many of the board members, they hold multiple hats. They're not only board members for all the planning, but these guys are coaches. These folks are cheer director. These folks are treasurer, secretaries. I mean, they switch hats all throughout the season to make things happen. I'm not even going to attempt to name them all, but I will point out the leader of our cheerleading department, Rhonda Exum. She's done an outstanding job with the program there. I mean, these girls, not only do they have a great time, do they cheer for all the football games, but they go into competition at the end of the season, and they absolutely clean up shop. I mean, they leave with the major trophies, first place. I mean, they make everybody mad when they go to competition, brothers. So you got to give Rhonda and her staff a lot of props. You know, and then there's, you know, on the other side, there's my guys and – and I could name a lot of them, but I'll limit it to last year's champion, the coach of our 14U division, Joshua Howarth. He's one of the most long-standing coaches down at our league. I've been there longer than me. Been a Norwich kid his whole life, and he happened to be part of an undefeated, he led our division to an undefeated season. They played against an undefeated team for the Super Bowl, and they went out there and kicked butt, man, and couldn't be happier
okay.
for him and his staff, couldn't be happier for that group of kids, you know. So Josh is just an example of so many guys that we have that have just really committed themselves to this cause, man.
Now, you know, any messages? We might got some 12 or 13, 14-year-old kids listening, itching, getting ready to, can't wait to get to practice on Monday. Any final words of advice for the, you know, for the football players, for get ready for practice?
Well, I tell you, this is what I tell them: they better be there, and they better be ready. You know, I mean, don't come straggling in, because you come straggling in, you know, there's going to be another 30 kids that have been there making their point before you got there.
Mm-hmm.
So just for competitive sake, you know, get yourself there, make yourself seen, and get to work. And we can't wait to work with you guys. I think that this is our country's most, you know, the best team sport that we have to provide the kids. I stand by football. We practice heads-up tackling. I believe that our kids are as safe as any other kids playing any other sports. And there's some actually some pretty good statistics that can kind of, debate against some of the propaganda, I call it, from the issues that come down from the NFL. But when it comes to youth football, I mean, what a great sport. What a great opportunity for families and their kids. So y'all better get down there and get ready to get to work.
Hey, man, y'all heard it from Coach Burns. Hey, Mr. Johnny Burns, I will be down there. I'll see you on Monday. I got a young cheerleader down there, so I'll be getting my pom-pom. And anything you need me to do, you need me to pick up the trash, you need me to go up the top of the trees and cut some limbs, you let me know, brother. I'm there, all right?
Appreciate it, man. You know, we might just have to give you a whistle.
Oh, here you go. Oh, no. All right, Mr. Bird. I appreciate you locking in with your boy, Millentown Radio. People, get down there Monday, 5:30 p.m. We're down at the Hamilton Field. Hey, Johnny, you have a blessed night. Your family as well. We'll see you on Monday.
You too, my man. Thank you again, my brother. Go Cats.
Go Cats. You already know. This is what we do. All right, that's Millentown Radio. We had another great show, another great special guest, another leader in the community. Man, I appreciate you guys linking in with your boy. We're going to have another great show coming up Monday, and that one's a surprise. We'll surprise you guys tomorrow and let you guys know. But, hey, we out, man. Millentown Radio, one love.
One day when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Oh,
glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, no.
Glory.
Freedom of jail, clips inserted, a baby's being born, same time a man is murdered, the beginning and end. As far as rap go, it's only natural, I explain my plateau, and also what defines my name. First it was nasty, but times have changed, actually now I'm the artist, but hardcore, my signs for pain. I spent time in the game, kept my mind on fame, saw fiends shoot up and do lines of cocaine. Saw my close friend shot, flatlining my same, that depends, carry Mac-10s to practice my aim, on rooftops. Tape CD covers the trees, line a barrel up with your weak picture and squeeze. Street scriptures for lost souls in the crossroads, to the corner thugs hustling for cars that cost dough, to the big dogs living large, taking it light, pushing big toys, getting nights, join your life is what you make it.